A bunch of dead robots, frigid Chicago temps turn EV charging stations into car graveyards. By Lucas Nolan on January 16, 2024. A surge of stranded electric vehicles, predominantly Tesla cars, has overtaken the Oak Brook Supercharger station in Chicago, as a severe cold snap renders many EVs powerless and immobile. Fox 32 reports that the recent wave of freezing temperatures in Chicago has taken a significant toll on EVs, causing an unusual scene at the Oak Brook Tesla supercharging station. This station, along with many others around the Chicago area, has been crowded with dead Teslas, as owners face difficulties in charging their vehicles. Tesla owner Tyler Beard experienced firsthand the challenges posed by the cold weather. Having tried to recharge his Tesla since Sunday afternoon, he was met with frustration, stating, "Nothing. No juice. Still on 0%. His charging difficulties stem from the impact sub-zero temperatures have on EV batteries, a problem Breitbart News has covered extensively in the past. From angry Tesla owners sharing videos of their cars failing to start to owners having to charge their vehicles six times in one day due to massively reduced battery performance, Tesla cars simply can't handle the winter in a major portion of North America. Beard's experience was not unique, as many others at the Oak Brook station faced similar issues, leading to long lines and abandoned cars. The situation was summarized by another Tesla owner, Chalice Mizell, who abandoned her car and had to seek alternative transportation. "This is crazy. It's a disaster. Seriously." Another man described the situation, stating, "We got a bunch of dead robots out here. The impact of the cold weather was more than an inconvenience for some." Kevin Sumrak, landing at O'Hare to find his Tesla unresponsive, had to resort to hiring a flatbed tow truck in search of a working charging station. While Tesla did not respond to inquiries from Fox 32, a local car expert, Mark Bilek of the Chicago Auto Trade Association, commented, "Like any new technology, there's a learning curve for people. It's not plug and go. You have to precondition the battery, meaning that you have to get the battery up to the optimal temperature to accept a fast charge." Read more at Fox 32 here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.